So if we know there's anger or murder inside of a relationship, when should we deal with it? Murder needs to be dealt with now. Now. Murder needs to be dealt with now. Verses 25 and 26. Agree with your adversary quickly while you are on the way with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge hand you over to the officer, and you to be thrown into prison. Assuredly, I say to you, you will by no means get out of there till you have paid the last penny. What is Jesus saying? Don't get hung up on the prison. Don't get hung up, pay the last penny. Don't get hung up on, is that talking about salvation or not? He might be, he might not be. Here's what he's doing. He's taking a custom in the judicial laws of their time. He's saying, look, if you don't deal with it now, bad consequences could happen. If you don't deal with this relational problem now, bad consequences could happen. It's not, I'll get to it later. It's not, well, the time's not right because they're really mad. It's not, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray. And God's going to make the circumstances open up for me. He's going to soften their heart so that I'm able to go speak to them. That's not what Jesus is saying. He's saying, do it now. Agree with your adversary quickly. Quickly. Now. Reconcile before it's too late and you get some unwanted consequences that you don't want. Don't worship. It's so crystal clear as I was preparing and as I'm preaching right now. It's so crystal clear. God is saying to us, don't come to me to worship while you're still murdering in your heart. Don't come to me to worship until you've repented of the murder you've committed in the past. It's not going to work. You ever feel disconnected from God? Do you always feel disconnected from God? Questions to consider. Again, how many of you in the room are murderers? Have murdered? Questions. Have you ever committed murder? Have you ever been angry with someone? Have you ever let bitterness well up and not allow it to die? Have you ever slandered someone? Or have you ever condemned them? Are you aware? Have you ever been aware of relational anger, whether it was on you or on them, that you didn't deal with? This is another question. Are you currently on a killing spree? Are you currently on a killing spree? Not have you murdered, are you a murderer as you sit here today? Are you currently angry with someone? Are you currently angry with someone and you're letting that bitterness continue to fester? And you won't allow it to die because you're so right. Is your heart angry right now? If your heart is angry right now, you are murdering as you sit here, says Jesus. Have you made every attempt to reconcile? Will you stop murdering? Closing thought. We are all murderers. Yet those of us who recognize that and repent won't be punished for our crime. Have you repented of being a murderer? Is today's teaching new and you didn't know you were a murderer? Based on my questions, we went from four to the whole room. Have you repented of being a murderer? Are you currently in the middle of a killing spree? It is time to repent of that. Please, please, please don't just let this teaching come by and have another week where we get through it and it makes some sense. Well, that was pretty good. Seems like we dug into Scripture, taught me something, and you walk out of here with anger. Look, get right with that. Repent of that. That anger might be towards yourself. You might be murdering yourself, and by the way, suicide's murder. You might be murdering yourself. Repent of it. Listen to Jesus' words. Don't make murder be taking a life. If I don't choke Brad out and kill him, if I'm just mad at him, and I'm angry, and I'm unwilling to go and reconcile that, I'm killing him. Father God, thank you.